system here. Now, the sport of the day in a moment, but here's a statistic for you. Did you know that out of the footballers who played in the Premier League at the weekend, 35 of them had appeared at the Milk Cup here? The youth football tournament continues to go from strength to strength, and it attracts teams from across the world. This year, visitors will include those from Chile. The prize for winning a national under-15 tournament is a place in the Milk Cup this summer. Victor Leonard is chairman of the organising committee. Harold May Nichols is in Chile. He's the former president of the country's football federation. Harold, first of all, why did you think the Milk Cup was an appropriate prize to offer?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for calling, and I hope you have a very good evening. Well, first, I have been in touch with people from the Milk Cup, I think, since 1984, 1983, and I have always been following it. A lot of Chilean teams have been going and taking part in the tournament, and I was, taking part in it last year. And once again, I think in the last 20 years, I have seen the quality of the tournament, the good level of the teams, but mainly the perfect organization they have. So when I receive a new invitation from people from the Milk Cup, we thought that this would be a good chance to run a tournament here with my foundation here in Chile, and the winner gets a prize to represent Chile in the under-15 competition in the Milk Cup. And, of course, this create a lot of motivation in the kids, and we'll have a wonderful tournament from April the 5th.
And Victor, this opens up a whole new phase in the history of the competition.
It does indeed, Seamus, and good evening, Harold. Hi. Yeah, Seamus, it cements a very strong relationship the Milk Cup has developed with South America over this past number of years. Harold has been a really top-class friend for us, particularly Chile and the other South American countries. I mean, we do get regular teams from Chile, national teams from Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, etc. But this is really a fantastic 64-team competition. It's taking the Milk Cup fly, for want of a better word, to Chile, to South America. And I think the prize of coming to Northern Ireland, I feel very humbled by what Harold has done. He's obviously looked at the event. He came last year and saw the quality, I think, of what we can offer. And to bring young players from Chile as a prize to Northern Ireland, I think, is a great feather for the tournament.
Harold, they always stress at the Milk Cup that it's about more than the game, more than football. What is it that your young people take, and do you hope will take, from the Milk Cup tournament?
Well, besides the opportunity they have to make new friends from a completely from